It's Abu here. You're probably wondering, what's different around here? And the answer is everything. I took the last year off, not just from podcasting, but from everything. I needed a reset. Last year was one of the hardest years of my life. And as you know, life doesn't just throw one thing at a time at you. It hits you with everything all at once. I hit a mental roadblock, my business hit a wall, and then I faced an unimaginable loss of someone I deeply loved. I had a reset. I went deep, asking myself, what's wrong with me? What did I do to deserve this? I struggled with grief, with loss, with relationships, with business, and family. I was operating from a place of seeking permission. Permission to let go, permission to step back, permission to prioritize myself. And then it hit me. You don't need anyone's approval to take the next step. You don't need permission to be a CEO. But you do need the tools, the mindset, and the support to lead in a way that doesn't cost you your peace. It took me over a decade to truly figure this out. And now I'm ready to keep going, sharing what's worked, what hasn't, and everything I'm still learning along the way. So if you're ready, and I know I am, hit subscribe, leave a review, and share this with someone who needs to hear it. Because this isn't just my journey, it's ours. Lastly, I just want to thank everyone that reached out to me over the last year just to check on me, make sure I was doing good. I truly appreciate the support, and I look forward to continue building more deep connections with you all. This is the Powered AF Podcast, a show about visionaries, high performers, and entrepreneurs, and their stories on how they push past fear, overcome imposter syndrome, and navigate through the mental roadblocks in order to achieve the highest level of success. And I'm your host, Abu Fofana. In this week's episode, we're bringing you a power chat. Now, I'm super excited about this power chat because I'm bringing in two of my amazing friends. We have Terry Igioma, who is the CEO of Trade and Travel with Terry, and she teaches people how to make $1,000 in a day trading stocks. And then we have Varick Wayne. Varick is someone who works behind multiple businesses, but typically he works behind the scenes, helping brands get to 7 and 8 figures as they scale their business. Now, I'm super excited to bring you this conversation that Varick, Terry, and I had. Now, just to set the scene, Varick and I had just landed in Puerto Rico, and we were going to go visit Terry at her new house. So as soon as Varick and I walked into the doors, it was about midnight. We sat down, we started to catch up with Terry, and I decided to go live on my Instagram. Now, what would happen, I didn't even know what would happen, but we started taking questions from people that were tuning in. They saw the house that we were in. They saw that it was amazing. They saw Terry. They saw Varick as I was streaming and showcasing the house. And when we sat down, I started taking questions. And the reason being is there was this sense of conversation that we were having between myself, Terry, and Varick. And I wanted to make sure I could capture a snippet of this and showcase it to the audience. So with their permission, I went live on Instagram and I started taking some questions because to be in this room sometimes, it cost a lot. And I said, you know what? Let's break that barrier down and let's talk about the things that people want to know about building a business, about scaling, you know, about your mentality that you need to have to get to 7 figures, 6 figures, right? 5 figures to get to 8 figures, and so much more. And so I'm super excited to bring you this inside conversation, exclusive conversation that I had with Terry Igioma and Varick Wayne. So without further ado, let's jump into this week's Power Chat. And so we're here and we're just conversing, we're talking. We're talking about life, talking about journeys to get here. We're talking about decisions we had to make, how things could change in 12 months. Everything could change for you in a year. You know, just sitting here, I was like, man, Terry, I'm so proud of you over these last 2.5, 3 years. You just, you know, really worked hard. And, you know, I know a lot of us, we have like these dreams and goals and we do these vision boards and we have our dream house and, you know, dream car. And but like the other aspect of it is like it takes a lot of work, right? It takes a lot of work. You could have the dream,
Right? But the work is sold separately. You got to be able to work, right? You have to be able to work for the things that you really want. And I always tell people, my mentor told me when I was in high school, because I would always write things that I wanted. Hey, I want to do this, I want to do that. And he's like, well, there's none of the things you're willing to give up is on the list. And I was like, what do you mean? Like, I have to give things up? And I think it's a trade-off. As Terry or Varick or myself have been building, there's a lot of things we had to trade off. There's a lot of things we had to give up, right? We couldn't attend all the Sunday brunches anymore, right? We couldn't pull up on the brunches. We missed baby showers. We missed people's weddings. We missed people's birthdays because there was this larger vision that was in our heart, in our head, that we just had to pursue. And I think that's most important. So as you see people with things and places that you want to be, understand that one, right, they're on a different chapter than you. It doesn't mean you can't get there. It just means maybe you still have to finish your current chapter to be able to start a new chapter that'll take you there. Two, understand that the grass is greener where you water it, right? It's not on the other side. You could be looking at us and the people that you admire and say, you know what, I want that, but realize, right? Realize that to get there, there was a lot they had to give up, right? There was a lot they had to trade off in order to be there. And their situation may not be the best situation for you, right? Where they are right now may not be the best place where you need to be either. And so understand, and again, we're just sitting and talking. And as I'm sitting here, I'm like, wow, like it's important the conversations we're having. Right, because these conversations is from a different mindset. Like 3 years ago, I couldn't be sitting in here because I think all of this was fictional, because I think all of this was something I'd read out of a magazine or a book. But these conversations are important, especially, minorities, especially, black woman, black man, like having these conversations around six, seven, eight, nine-figure businesses and building a business and building something, a legacy, and things to, be able to make change. Because money is just one aspect, but it's what do you do with that? And I remember Terry was telling me last year, some of the money she made, she gave it to the church. She wouldn't have been able to be in that position to give more if she didn't first start by focusing on, okay, what are my dreams? What are my goals? How can I first fill myself up to then be able to give it back in tenfold? And I think a lot of times we start trying to do everything, trying to be, everything to everyone, trying to continue to pour. And I'm guilty of this, pouring into everybody and you pouring into yourself last. And so as we're going through this journey, as we're having this conversation, I'm learning from my peers, right? I'm like, okay, this is what they did. Okay, well, why did they do it like that? The conversation's a lot different. It's really around the depth of decision making. Why did you make that decision? How did that decision benefit you? What was the value of that? What was the pros and cons of that decision? Because as you begin to climb this journey, is that decisions could either paralyze you or they could propel you. And it's really what you do when you're brought those decisions. Because at any point, any of our businesses, we could have made decisions from a place that we were less than. We could have said, you know what? I don't think I'm there yet. You know what? I don't think I'm worthy enough in order to get the bag, right? In order to be in the room or in order to be in position to succeed. And so I think these things are really important, having conversations with peers. It's awesome. It's really awesome to see, the growth of your peers as they build businesses, they lead teams, they employ other people, they give people opportunity. They impact communities. Like, these are all the things that, you hope to one day do. You aspire to achieve in your own personal life, right? Again, you don't need a business be a business owner in order to make an impact, right? If you are a business owner, make an impact, that's just amazing because you're able to employ people and make impact at the same time. Someone said, what is one thing you wish you knew while you were scaling your business from six to seven figures?
I wish I knew how much work it was going to take. I think that I lied to myself thinking that when I built a course that it would run on its own. And I kept like giving myself like that was the motivation. Okay, if I build it, then I can just let it go and it won't actually like require as much of me. But as soon as you build it, it requires more and more of you. So I think knowing that you're going to have to like really make those sacrifices to get it to seven figures, and then kind of really thinking through like, okay, once I get there, like what is there so that you know when you can take a break and actually be content, and you're not still on that hamster wheel to try to keep pushing, because it will continue to be a hamster wheel if you don't have like a, okay, this is my time to take a break, or this is when enough is enough.
Relationships, man.
I think a lot of times, especially when you're, you know, just crossing that six figures, you did all the work yourself, and you know, you started to learn that the things that work in your business, the tactics that you need to use. And that's great. And honestly, a lot of that can get you to seven even too. But when you get beyond that point and you're trying to scale to the next level, it becomes about who can you call up that can answer some of those tough questions in an area that maybe you don't know as much about. You know, who's done what you're trying to do, you know? So having those people you can trust, that you can call, that you can even know that they can reach out to you and call you because they know you need it. So yeah, man, relationships.
Yeah, no, that's a fact, because I mean, when I made my first $1,000 myself, I'm like, dang, yo, I just made $1,000. Like, and I didn't do it for my 9-to-5. And it was important that I was around people that had done that. And this was a time when I had met Varick in New York, Varick and Regina, and we had met in New York, and I've been following them online. I attended some of their like their online live workshops. I maintained a relationship after we met in person, and they're like, hey, do you want to come up to Mexico? I'm like, Mexico? Okay. Oh, yeah, for sure. So I went and booked my ticket. I flew out to Mexico, and what I learned during my time in Mexico, hanging out with Varick and Regina, here are these, you know, entrepreneurs, black entrepreneurs, you know, really dominating the digital landscape. And I'm like, wait, so y'all don't, like, this lifestyle look different. They get up, Varick doing yoga in the living room, Regina going to the beach doing yoga. I'm like, so when we working? Like, and they have built a lifestyle, right? They built a lifestyle. And so I think it's really important that you have those individuals that are steps ahead of you, who've already been there, done that, who are seasoned, who have that experience where you could tap into, because it really does become important, especially if you've never been there. For you, it may be from 4 to 5 figures. You're like, I need to find someone who's done it because I can't break this barrier of 8,000 a month, right? I'm trying to get to 10 and I can't break it. I can't break it. I keep getting closer and closer. So it's important you have that. What was the hardest part of getting started on your journey? I think for me was this idea that I was like capable of doing it. I remember me and Varick, I was working over on Wall Street, and he was like, yo, why didn't you leave by now? And I'm like, well, you know, then you start going into all the excuses as to why you didn't leave. But I think the most important thing that I learned from that time is, you know, when you are trying to become a tree, it's important what's in your soil. And at that time, what was in my soil and the people that were feeding the soil wasn't healthy. And so therefore, I took the structure of my environment and then I started talking as my environment. Oh, I'm not capable. Oh, and then would come all the excuses until I got around people that nurtured the soil differently, where I started building my confidence back up. So for me, it was this mental barrier, because no one in my immediate family, you know, my mom, dad was an entrepreneur, so no one in my immediate family, so I couldn't really see it visually until I saw, okay, well, Varick, Regina, they're, you know, they're black too, and they're killing it. You know, here's Terry, you know, black woman killing it. So not until I could actually physically reach out and touch them, and I was like, okay, maybe this is a possibility. And the other thing was, people would always, whenever they would meet me, the first thing they would say is like, why are you still at your job? Like, they would always say, where have you been? And I'm like, dang, where have I been? Then they would ask, well, now where are you going? You know, I remember meeting Angela Benton for the first time, and that was the first thing she said. She said, where have you been? And because she was like, I've been looking for you my whole life. And like, where have you been? And I'm like, well, I've been at this desk job, you know, hiding. And she said, well, now what are you going to do about it? You know, where are you going? And so it was really mental for me in the beginning of just trying to break that ceiling, the realize, you know, I created the ceiling, right? I was really trying to break that to really understand that. What's the decision you wish you made earlier?
I think this goes with the question before that says, like, what was, like, what were you afraid of? Like, why didn't you start earlier? And I think for me, I was afraid, like, one of the things I said up front was I would only do classes live. I said, I really enjoy teaching. I only want to teach live. So I'm going to do it here in Dallas, and that's going to be my thing. If people want to come hear me, then they got to come to Dallas. Mm. And then I got introduced to this whole online world. And, like, praise God, I did, because, like, now it's grown. Like, trade and travel is going like crazy. But my limitations, like, I put limitations on myself of what I would enjoy. And I think that's something I wish I had figured out earlier. Like, actually, this thing out there called online world is actually really profitable. Do that first, you know, really try for it. So,
man, it's funny. We keep saying it's like the same things, right? It's the earlier question I said, relationships. Like, when you ask, what do I think people maybe don't know or don't value? And I think what I wish I had done earlier was get around more people who were doing what I wanted to do. You know, I felt like I had my little small crew and I'm like, all right, we're going to figure this out. But that's just a waste of time. You know, why should I figure it out when I got people around me that I could go and find and ask those questions to? So I think the thing I would have done earlier is actively be around those people and prioritize, because especially when you're in the grind, and even actually when you're scaling, you can be inside of your business, putting in that time and putting that work and focus on what you're doing and maybe building your team and what's around you. And you can start to neglect going outside and finding those other people and actually spending the time with them. You know what I mean? Like, you've been up 48 hours, right?
Right.
And you spent the time to come out here to be around good people, to have these conversations, because you know the value of that, right? And I think that's something early on that I didn't necessarily know that value.
I'd say one thing to add to that is keep your word. Like, one thing that, like, we even talked about before, like, Abu is really, really good at keeping his word. Mm-hmm. And I think that, like, builds his relationships and, like, builds his business in so many ways. So for you guys too, like, make sure that that's a staple and a big value for yourself as you're, like, in these rooms and trying to build. If you say you're going to do something, do that thing. Mm-hmm. Keep your word.
What is the mindset shift you need to reach 8 figures?
I think people think there's some big mindset shift, but the honest truth is it's not. It's just keep doing what you were doing really, really well, and you'll naturally scale up. So at 6 figures, like, keep doing that, and then you'll eventually get to 7. And when you're doing 7, like, yes, there are some things you can tweak, some new things you can add, but honestly, it's about being able to be consistent and persistent to get to that next level. It's when we start trying to, like, drop stuff off and, you know, get a little too relaxed that we don't reach our next level. So just keep grinding and you'll get there.
Yeah, and to add to that, you know, I always think of a doctor, right? And you have to have precision, like tactical, and you have to have precision, because when you're doing that same thing over and over again, you have to be willing to get up every day and do that over and over again. And too many times people are so quick to automate. They're like, you know what, I'm gonna automate it, life is gonna be good. And I'm like, no, like, that's when the most of the work starts, like you mentioned. But then to go into something every day and tweak in one or two things, like, are you willing to wake up every day to do the same thing and having these little tweaks and, okay, I'm going to change one word and see how it's working now. Okay, I'm going to change, you know, one paragraph. Okay, I'm going to go in there and run it on a different day, right? A webinar, right? Okay, I'm going to go in there. And it's this iteration that you're constantly doing over and over and over and over again. And most people are not willing to do that. They're not willing to stay in the ring that long. And so that's why sometimes they can't break to 6, right? They can't break the 7 figures. And so I think it's really important to understand that it takes precision. And it goes back to, you know, my mentor used to always tell me, you know, money comes after the mastery. Because I really think 6 and 7 figures is like, you're starting to, especially 7 to 8, like, you got to master it. Like, you have to have a level of mastery in whether you're selling products, right, in that business, or whether you're selling services or digital products. There has to be some level of mastery, whether it's even selling, right? Like, there has to be some level of mastery in order to really break that ceiling.
Thank you for joining us at the Powered AF podcast. Make sure to visit our website and make sure to follow our podcast anywhere you listen to the podcast to make sure you never miss a show. And please, 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 if you enjoyed this episode and this show, please make sure to leave us a review. It really, really does help. And last thing, if you're interested in this freebie that I just released, I want you to check this out. Recently, I put together a free online training on how to 10x your sales online. This is for business owners who are struggling with making consistent sales online. Whether you run a product or service-based business, this is the perfect training for you. The free training is still up and you can access it by going to poweryourlaunch.com/pod. Again, poweryourlaunch.com/pod. That's P-O-D. All right. Thanks again for listening in. I'll see you during our next show.